It's another Ag News update. Can Congress fix a broken ESA, Endangered Species Act? More after this.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Denver, we caught up with Dr. Kerry Ryan, pet cloning and genetic preservation expert with Viagen in Cedar Park, Texas.
We've been working with dogs and cats for 3 years. We're the only company in the United States that clones dogs and the only company in the world that clones cats. And we've also been cloning horses and livestock for about 15 years. So I think this will be here to stay. And I think as we get better and better at it, the costs will come down and people will be more and more interested in it.
There's more information at AVMA.org.
Can Congress fix the Endangered Species Act? Wyoming Representative Harriet Hageman.
Today we are considering four bills, of which two take direct aim at addressing and resolving the concerns that were raised last month regarding the ESA. Our first bill, the Pet and Livestock Protection Act of 2025, exposes the ESA failures, misinterpretations, and misapplications we have lived with for far too long. For decades, the federal government, states, tribes, and private conservation partners have worked to recover the gray wolf populations, and they have been highly successful in doing so. Despite this achievement, however, the Fish and Wildlife Service's recognition that our gray wolf populations have not only recovered, but thrived under both Republican and Democrat administrations have been met with controversy. The endless litigation surrounding the delisting of a recovered species like the gray wolf only proves the point that the ESA must be reformed. We must find a way to end this doom loop of recovery, delisting, litigation, court intervention, relisting, the wasting of more resources on a recovered species, another attempt at delisting, and then starting it all over again.
It's another Ag News update.